Four Corners Canine Search and Rescue uses canine rescue dogs to search for missing persons on Native American tribal land, while Truckers Against Trafficking offers courses to truckers to keep them informed of potential trafficking signs. They recently spoke to the Legislative Indian Affairs Interim Committee. Executive Director of Four Corners, Bernadine Bial, who is Diné, was part of a state response team before starting her own nonprofit in 2022. Bial says working on tribal lands has been more challenging.
When we were part of the state rescue team, we had more finds and more successes, meaning we found people alive because we were called faster in those situations when someone went missing through the state. But now that we're on tribal lands, I don't get those calls fast enough. We're getting them too late. We're getting them days, months, even years later.
Bial says her organization relies on volunteers and raises its own money. She's working with Truckers Against Trafficking, which plans to expand its outreach next year. Both groups told lawmakers they would like to see support from the state. Representative Patricia Roybal Caballero applauded the efforts.
This is why we need to change the anti-donation laws in our state, because this is one of those areas that is so incredibly important and it's saving lives directly.
The state's anti-donation clause prohibits state and local governments from giving funds to individuals or entities, including nonprofits.
No one really talks about it, and it's an area we do need to bring to light more, especially in our Four Corners areas.
For National Native News, I'm Jeanette Didios.